You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the My Hero Academia Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science family, a manga podcast family non-network. I'm here with my man, Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What up? And we have a pretty kick-butt chapter here. It ends in a way where I was like, oh, God. Like, you know that it's good when you're like, oh, God, don't stop now. I have to see what happens. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens in this one. Even starting out with some kind of fun stuff with the kids, you know, okay, but All Might is not, but it is number or chapter 92, One for All. And like I said, we start where I had this at the end of my last chapter. This is what I was talking about when they're all on the phones. Todoroki, he's calling Midoriya, who looks like he's like, I don't know, that's the Miami Vice Midoriya. Like, he's like 24. I expect like a bunch of stubble off, and stuff, yeah. Right? Yeah, he still has the outfit on, but he looks taller and older. But they're trying to figure out if everybody's okay. The city's just like, it's that district is falling apart.
Yeah, I didn't realize how bad it was, but it's bad.
It's pretty bad. But the funniest is when you end up having Bakugo's like, listen, I didn't need saving. I had no other option. So I just picked you guys. And Kirishima's like, good choice. Like, he doesn't care. No, that's why he's the best. Back. He's the best buddy because he is that guy who, no matter what shade is thrown at him, he'll take it as a compliment. He's so crazy, but it's good. And then you actually have a nice little, not quiet moment, but that, you know, contemplative thing with Bakugo. It's like, I just didn't want to get in All Might's way. And that is, he's still concerned. He seems very upset about this. And when he says it, he does look sad. And then you end up Kirishima, like, he doesn't quite get people's emotions. He can't raise. He's like, yeah, giving him room to fight, right? Yeah. And it's like, no,
boss.
Bakugo is upset. He's really sad. And you even have Midoriya kind of like thinking, yeah, there is problems. And you have, when he's like, well, Gran Torino's there, right? And you have these helicopters going, so it's going to be on the news. Mm-hmm. And as you go, I think that the tension builds up pretty good, especially with Midoriya, as you see him react, because he knows what could happen. And when he does,
he's one of a handful that knows that All Might's in deep trouble. Like, he just doesn't have the power anymore. So he's got to be questioning too. It doesn't come up in this, but like, should I go and do something because I'm the next guy in line? But he's so injured still.
And I, at one point, I did expect, and maybe it could happen as we go, but I expected both Bakugo and Midoriya to take off and go and maybe even get the rest. But like you said, Midoriya kind of, you have that personal deal, and he has the all for one deal, or one for all. And it's tough, especially when it's broadcast. And he's like, you know, turn it off. Please don't broadcast it, because you have a lot of crap talk. You have a lot between All Might and All for One, as they end up talking about his predecessor. And I said that the way that it was spelled, it seemed like that was more Gran Torino, but it is his, you know, the same kind of combo of Midoriya and All Might and what came before. So he knows this, and he starts saying, you know, Shimura, you know, hey, I took down, you know, the previous person to inherit the one for all, Nana Shimura. He's like, you take that mouth. He turns into full out.
Get her name
smash
out your mouth.
He's like, I'm like, oh my God, Chris Rock, watch out again. But yeah, he's like, you don't talk about that. You don't say that. You even bring up things in this where, you know, where all, one for all keeps even trash talking about, like, I ended up punching you and I injured you in the stomach. I was gone for this, and still, these people worship you. I don't understand it. Like, he thought that would be the end of him being that symbol of peace, things like that. But at the point where they're kind of going, and you do have All Might just really, really angry. We said last chapter he was vicious, but he gets knocked for a loop. I mean, he gets launched into the air, almost hits one of these news copters. I like the people who are like, aghast, like, oh my God.
I hear in space, no one can hear you steal.
Yeah, really, that is true. Steel hearts, maybe. You end up where Gran Torino then kind of grabs him. I mean, without him, he kind of gets him, and they land, and he says, you got to calm down. I love the way he's like, don't dance to that tune. Like, he's just trash talking. this is what happens. This is just like 6 years ago. Don't let this happen again. He managed to get away last time.
It's Allmight's weakness. Just listening to All For One trash talk and get under his skin and throw him off his game.
And then everything sets up to really be bad for Allmight. First off, I mean, just the idea that people are seeing this. He sees when he goes in the air, he sees these helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that, to me, he knows they're news helicopters. This is going to be broadcast. He has that persona that he likes to give, the smiling all the time, and he's trying. It's tough now, but also he ends up seeing somebody behind him that now he has to save as well. And even that, I guess lady and their girl says, like, you could do it. Like, everything's to push him to just keep trying. The problem is we know he's got to get out of there. And I think that they do a really good job.
The art. Because his hair starts to come down on the one side. And yeah, it's like he's transforming back into, as Luke Hollywood called, Smallmite.
Smallmite, yeah. And he is. And I think that the art does a really good job because you see him, you're like, oh no. But again, as they're watching it, Midoriya's the one who really, like, he knows what's come. Like, you got to get out of there. You got to get out. But we also see the other kids, too.
Yeah.
Mineta. Mineta's like, he's so, like, he's drinking his drink, and it's just like, poor. He's got a drinking problem. He does. It's pouring out. But you see everyone, Suyu or Rucka, they're like, they realize that something's wrong, that this can't be. And you have a lot of people, like, just random word bubbles where. Yeah. This is the thing with this is when people see this, they aren't scared at all because, you know, anything that happens, they seem to be able to always say, well, we got Allmight. Allmight will be here. Allmight will get there. Allmight will do it. So they're like, man, he looks beat up. One person says, wowzers. Someone did a number. But then they start like, okay, where's the other heroes? Where are this? What's going on? You even have
Allmight looks beat up. Like, it's almost death of Superman. Like, you see the number one hero vulnerable, and that's going to scare you.
Yeah. And it's starting. Yeah. That's when you get scared. And then you have like, hey, baby looks like daddy ain't working tomorrow. Yay. Like, out of nowhere. I'm like, okay, everybody's taking it a little different. But yeah, you see all of our kids just, they're freaking out. They don't know what, because kids especially, they've never seen this. They probably have never seen anything quite like this. Yeah, they say this, but that kind of was kept under wraps.
And they know him. Like, that's their teacher. So they have a more of a connection too, where it's like, oh man, it's they feel, you know, like, hey, I know this guy, and it's more of a personal connection, I guess, is what I'm saying. So it not only are they scared because he's the number one hero, but they're just scared because they have that connection to him and they don't want to see him get hurt.
Yeah. And then you get the play here with All For One, what he's saying, you know, I'm going to destroy the symbol now. Like, you ended up messing up everything. I killed your predecessor. I killed Shimura. But then you jumped in and ruined everything for me. So I'm going to, he thought that he had already taken care of him before, but Allmight's been able to play it out. Like, the idea of him being injured, only having the power for certain times, he's been able to use that and play it out. But here is where you have All For One wants to expose this. Like, look at your hero. Look at him. I think that there's a weird play here, and we'll get to it, because you do see in the arts getting really, really like, oh God, it's Smallmite. It's Smallmite. Because even Gran Torino's like, it's coming. You got to dodge. You got to dodge and counterattack. Please tell me you can do this. We got to get out of here. And says it'll take everything, you know, you have to do.
And our
this
first real look at All For One, and it's he's hideous. It's almost like a Dick Tracy villain meets Darth Vader. It's bad.
Yep, because he smashed his mask, all that going off. So he does go. Allmight uses everything he has left to block this attack. Everything is destroyed. That's where you actually see the girl behind, too.
Great art. Like, you do notice that one figure tiny in the back there.
Now, I, for some reason, I don't know why, just look at it here. I don't know how I got the idea that, oh my God, Uraraka showed up. And like, I thought that she actually showed up to help us because it kind of looked like her. But there, and it's like, the world will see now the pathetic man you are, the symbol, their symbol of peace. And he's Smallmite. And it's played out well from the very beginning. Smallmite is not just, oh, it just looks like a tiny Allmight. He looks kind of evil. he looks kind of like odd. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's not just like a good-looking look version.
Like a normal, like he's not like Midoriya. Like he's got weird angles and features and black eyes.
Like he looks really, really freaky.
He's really thin and yeah.
So at this point, if I'm watching this and they're fighting, could you think, because I don't know that people, you don't have a lot of people saying, oh my God, All for One is back. And they don't seem to recognize him mm-hmm. as All for One, at least, but he's just fighting a villain, this big mm-hmm. villain. I would think that this guy's power, I would think it's a quirk. I would think in my mind that the quirk is he just saps the power. And this is just All Might with no power because it's been sapped by a quirk. And then you could kind of play with that. But I also thought that when they see this, especially nowadays, I thought that the whole play would be like, oh man, like that's really All Might. Like he's even better than I thought. Like he's a guy who's like scrawny like this. But and they, some people kind of go that way. You do yeah, have some like, people talking like, I don't know that I would see this. I'd be scared like for Shazam, All Might.
Like it's a kid and then boom, he turns into a superhero and all this. I would just assume that, oh no, he lost his power.
Yeah, that for a second or a moment.
This like, is his alter ego or something like that.
Yeah, I would feel bad. Like I would actually be like, oh God, we got to help him. Oh my God, let's go. Like you'd almost have, I'm All Might as they go down and I'll get slaughtered, right? Yes. But in that you do see, and I, even when they're like, oh my God, he's skin and bones. What are we seeing, viewers? He's all shriveled up. Mm-hmm. Midoriya knows, you know, what this, like you said, I'm assuming people would think, oh, he'll get his power back. Oh, this is just a side thing. Oh, the quirk was to grab it. Where are the rest of the heroes? But, you know, Midoriya realizes, but it does make All Might more of a hero what he's doing. I mean, this is more so than anything he's ever done because he's done. And yet he ends up seeing this girl and he needs to save her. And he's actually still mad. He doesn't think of running away. Mm-mm. He's like, I'm going to do it. He says, my spirit is what makes me the symbol of peace. Mm-hmm. You haven't stolen away that any bit. And at one point, he's trying to smile, it looks like. But Small Mike doesn't have much of a photogenic smile. But again, hopefully, as he's yelling this, they have microphone. You hear this because that's what makes the hero. We know that when Midoriya, this is what really, in my mind, obviously what made Midoriya get picked by All Might because mm-hmm. he didn't have powers at one point. He'd jump in the fray. Here he is, and he's not going to back up. He's mm-hmm. not going to do this. But then that's where you get more because you end up, All for One keeps saying stuff like, oh, you know, I'm clearing the way for Shigaraki. I really wanted him to do this, but man, I'm going to. And he seems to just want to destroy All Might so then Shigaraki can jump up and do this. And there is some people yelling like, man, these heroes are lame nowadays. They were talking about the destruction of the thing. But then they go and again, this whole Shimura stuff, we didn't get a lot of it yet. But he's like, oh, by the way, and it's the Luke Skywalker part. Yeah. By the way, you know, Shimura. You know, Shigaraki, that's Shimura's grandson. You've been fighting the family of, you know, your mentor and the person you love that I ended up taking down. Mm-hmm. I've been twisting and turning him. I don't know why, but being the grandson, that sets it a little less because it's that one generation. I don't know why that does it for me, but it is pretty crazy. And this almost, it looks like it almost breaks all, like all my thinking back at things and the idea of being trained to smile, all that going on. And even All for One just taunting him with it. It's like, mm-hmm. what's the matter, All Might? Where's that smile of yours? Where's the winning smile?
Tugs up his no face to make the smile. Yeah.
And you do see that was, you know, he was told to do that. When you do this, you know, people love it. People smile. They're mm-hmm. the strongest. And you do end up seeing Shimura in that, like, flashback deal. It's pretty cool. Mm. And he's like, how dare you? That I can even hit that. He's like, oh, my goodness.
How dare you?
And, yeah, and All for One is just laughing at him. He's laughing, thinking he's won, that he's won now. And the idea that I've been attacking, like, it just kills All Might with mm-hmm. that I was doing that. But that's where, again, looks like Uraraka still. You have this lady in the back, like, All Might, please, please save us. And then people are really like, holy crap, like, he looks really, really bad. I don't know what's going to go. And then people are yelling, like, don't lose, All Might. Don't
but
do.
He
you can't
has
lose. You
his
can't lose.
Backers, the two main ones being Bakugo and Midoriya,
and they're not that separate from them. Where you can win, All Might. They yell together, and you see Midoriya is just crying.
Yeah,
and you know Bakugo's fired up, and yeah, you end up where All Might's still going to fight. He's still going to try to protect things, and says, "I can't lose. That's why I can't lose because he says there are plenty of things that heroes need to protect." All for One. That's why I can't lose, because there's the girl there.
And he kind of gets his power back. But this might, I'm just waiting for the moment where he goes too far, because he is just running on empty.
He's in trouble. He's in big trouble.
And what's going to happen? Is Midoriya going to have to step up before he's ready?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm thinking at this point, like, what is going to happen that if we lose him? Like, Midoriya is going to have to do something. Then you do have the cool play in this, which I like, where you do not the reemergence, but the play of Gran Torino. When he's there telling All Might, you got to dodge, you do this, you got to counter attack. At least we have him back.
He's Mickey.
Yeah, yes. And if All Might goes down, you kind of get the thing that he will still be there to help Midoriya a bit. But we'll have to see if All Might goes down. If I'm expecting maybe some other heroes to show. I mean, there seem to be MIA at this point. And
there's a lot of them, but they're in the background, kind of doing crowd control. And maybe like way back in chapter one, we're like, hey, we'll just step back and let All Might handle this.
That's a one-way street. Well, at least Mount Lady, she's in concussion protocol. She stepped up.
She's giving her a pass.
Kameo Woods should be out there still. He was involved, but
He might have got hurt.
Zipped people around. I didn't think he got that hurt because they teleported out when he held them.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a lot of other heroes. Like, where's Endeavor?
But they do say that the whole city blocks were destroyed, so they could be on rescue missions and things like that. And saying like, hey, All Might's done this already, so let him do it.
And they should. It's bad. But again, what happens with, say, All Might does? Is he the number one hero still? Because that's kind of wacky. What's going on? Mm-hmm. He's going to have to explain things.
I just want him to survive. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. And then what is? Are people going to respect him?
Yes.
You know, when he goes in the classroom.
He doesn't need respect.
If he loses, or, you know, like, I'm glad at the end that you see Bakugo yelling, because this almost feels like something that Bakugo could be
it
like.
Might turn him like,
yeah,
oh,
what are
that
you doing?
Loser.
You were lying, and you this or that.
You look like Midoriya and Deku. Yeah.
But he seems to be, you know, fired up. So we'll see. But it's great. The ending is really good, and this is where you got to see you have to see the next chapter of what happens, because this could really. Whatever happens here,
it's a turning point.
It's a crossroads. It is. Yeah. I mean, if either way, this book changes in big ways, whatever happens from here. So that's crazy. And I would wonder what your score is. I know what mine is. Mine's a 10 as well.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest chapters we've had in a while. And just All Might exposed is a big thing, because that's been hidden in the background since chapter one.
Yeah, now everybody sees it. What are they going to think? Mm-hmm. I still think you go with the idea that he's even more of a hero.
Yeah.
He lost his power and did and put it all on the line. And if he dies, it's death of Superman. I mean, it fully is, and people will be mourning it, but I hope that's not what happens.
And the Shigaraki connection is not something to be overlooked to his predecessor. So that's big, too.
I think in that, All Might's right, upset now. I just fought. But no, the big play is if he survives this, they got to go save. He's going to think he needs or can save Shigaraki, but All for One said he hates your guts, and he set it up. He set it up for that, and it's just so evil. Even the idea that he was, you know, gone for 6 years, whatever, he was still able to set things up.
He must have just been lying to Shigaraki the whole time, because it did look like we've seen in previous chapters he took him over as a young kid. So he must have just been like, oh, All Might killed your grandma, because he's the one who actually did it, and he's not afraid to say it. So, yeah, I just wonder how he won him over.
10 out of 10, though.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So we'll have to see if All Might survives. And I'll admit, I haven't read ahead. I don't know. I'm at a point where I haven't read any.
Oh, so no, I haven't either. This is all new to me.
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. And I haven't watched the anime, so I'm sure that people are like, oh, of course, you know, All Might this or that. I don't. And so that's why I think it is even better. So I want to see what happens. I'm not making any predictions, because I have no idea the way that this could be. And that's what's good about manga, too. Like, if this was Superman or Batman, usually they won't die. But we have no idea the way it's set
up. Or they'll
up,
come so. Right back.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I would assume if All Might's gone, then it's torch past Midoriya for real.
Yeah, so we'll see. But yeah, it's really good. I hope everybody enjoyed listening to us gush on that one. Really good. And I'm expecting maybe a similar score next chapter. It's really good. So we're going to
gush on Chainsaw Man too.
Yeah, we're going to be going off to do that as well, and has a very similar like tone. It's a weird way to get these both kind of in that same kind of tone. So if you're not listening to Synergy. Chainsaw Man podcast, you can go over and start at the beginning and 91 chapters later, you'll figure out that what we're talking about. But we're going to go do that. But thanks, everybody. If you want to hear early access to some of these shows and get exclusive Manga Monday show where me and Luke Hollywood, when I can wake him up, we end up doing a Manga Monday show where we do a one chapter, usually a number one chapter of something new. There's, I think, now 15 exclusive chapters on the or podcast on the deal. So go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/weirdsciencemanga. That's in the show notes as well. But thanks, Stuart. Thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you later.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.